thrilled to say hi to a couple of old friends that we've worked with over the years. And please, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome our next Women Who Lead recipient in our 12th annual get-together that Ann started. It's Jennifer Mefford, president of MTD Marketing Group, who we get to work with on a lot of different projects, including on Mackinac Island for our Golden Ticket event every year. We look forward to that. She represents the NECA IBEW, and I'm so happy for you that you're finally getting such an award like this.
Thank you so much. It's so unusual for me to be here on air with you. Typically,
it
my
is.
Clients are, and we're always together at events and doing amazing things throughout the region, and I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
And it's so true that oftentimes the people, the support people who really make things happen behind the scenes, which includes you, Jennifer, don't get on. So I'm glad that this has come about this way, and I know Ann is too. You've worked hard on an initiative, in fact, Ann was telling me, to get more women involved in the trades.
Yeah, so this, you know, we've worked, you know, for years together with the station, getting the word out about the opportunities in the skilled trades. And this is National Apprenticeship Week, and, you know, for us in construction, it's Apprenticeship Week every week in terms of recruitment of workforce. But we've partnered with the station this week, you know, doing a variety of events across the region, really engaging women in opportunities on the field side of our industry, but also within our contractor community. So lots of opportunity, lots of room for growth. The construction industry is very strong. Lots of projects throughout the region. I was delighted this year to be invited to go to the White House to speak with Secretary of Labor Walsh and Ambassador Rice about what we're doing specifically to engage women and underrepresented groups in the trades. So I can tell you more about that this morning, but it's just been a whirlwind year, and we're delighted to be here this morning.
We're delighted to have you.
You know, Jennifer, one of the things that we've learned is that the trades are great jobs for people. Talk a little bit about that.
So the trades, you know, to me, offer, with an apprenticeship, it's really an earn-while-you-learn opportunity. So you get paid right away. The wages are great, and you really get started on a pathway that leads you to a career that you can take whatever direction that you'd like. So an apprenticeship, regardless of trade, whether you're becoming an electrician or a plumber or a carpenter, starts with an apprenticeship. They're typically 4 to 5 years. Those are paid positions. You graduate debt-free. You're not paying a tuition. You know, you're not graduating with debt. You're starting really off on the right footing. Once you're a journey-level worker, you are you may elevate into supervision. You may become a foreman or a supervisor. You may go into safety or become a contractor. The majority of the contractors that I work with, especially in the electrical field, came through an apprenticeship. So it's a great foundation to take your career wherever you'd like to go.
For this and all the other things you do, Jennifer Mefford, we are happy to bestow upon you in this year of our 12th annual Women Who Lead. You are now one of our Women Who Lead honorees. God bless
you.
Thank you
so much.
Congratulations
to
you. And you have your award right in front of you.